This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Guys, I don't get this. I don't get this. I don't want to fly. If you guys tell me that you are done with airplanes, and I mean done, I'm with you. I guess we got some breaking news. A Southwest Airline 737-700, I guess they don't call them 737s. Now they have all these other, you know, class lines with them. But anyway, a Southwest Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing because of a broken window. This is just 2 weeks after a woman died after being sucked halfway out of a window on a Southwest Airlines flight just a few weeks ago. This flight was from Chicago to Newark, and it was diverted to Cleveland for... Now, be nice. Why is everybody giving Cleveland such a hard time? Be nice. See, I have family from Cleveland. My mother's family was from Cleveland. I think like Shaker Heights, or I don't know much about. No, we're not Brown fans because we're Cowboy fans. But yeah, everybody like makes fun of Cleveland. You know, somebody told me once, and I got really offended. They said that Cleveland was the armpit of America. I thought Cleveland was gorgeous. There were trees. There was, isn't it by like a lake? I don't remember my geography because I was a little girl, but I remember there was like lakes. And there was green, you know, growing up in Phoenix and Vegas, I thought Ohio and any city in Ohio was like the promised land. So for those of you who are haters of Cleveland, you know, I understand that the Browns, right, have some issues, right? They're football team, but everything else is pretty cool, right? Isn't LeBron James from Cleveland? Wasn't that a train wreck, right? We was comparing Cleveland to Miami. It was really kind of funny. But anyway, all right, okay, we won't go there. Okay, so we do not know why there's a broken window on this. What is wrong with the Southwest Airline windows? And remember, I don't know if you guys remember, about a couple weeks ago, we were ranking the airlines. And who out of the, we are talking world ranking of like Singapore Air, Korean Air, I think Turkish Air. Some of these people made the top, some of these airlines made the top 10 list, and Southwest was a part of it. Why? Free luggage. Well, they don't give you free luggage, but you get to bring your luggage for free. I mean, I think after two bags, then they charge you. Plus, you get to race for your seat. Some people like that, some people don't. Okay, do you guys get what you do on Southwest, right? Okay, which is now starting to be a little bit of a racket, so I'm starting to get mad at Southwest. So basically, with any other flight, when you book a flight, you get a seat, like a 36F, okay? The problem is if you don't book the flight directly with the airlines and you book it on Orbitz or one of these other travel companies, you will not get the seat you think you booked. It's horrible. You get there and all of a sudden you're stuck with the middle seat. You're like, whoa, wait a second. I picked an aisle seat. And then the airline says, yeah, but you didn't book it through us. You booked it through a third-party agent. So you're punishing me? So you get a crappy seat. So what you have to do is you have to call the airlines right as you book it on Orbitz or cheap seats or cheap tickets or, I don't know, Airlines R Us. And then you ask them to change the seat. Southwest says, oh, tell with that. We're not going to assign you a seat. It's first come, first serve. Now, have you guys ever seen the first groups of people coming on the airplane? Okay, everybody tries to get the bulkhead seats. Is that what they're called? Bulkhead, like B-U-L-K? I really don't know why they're called bulkhead or they're called buckhead, like in Atlanta. Bucket, that's what they're called, fine. Anyway, there's a lot of room for a buck in there. I guess that's why they're called that. And I once was pretty damn close to the first. There were already people on the plane. there were already people in those seats, and I was in, like, the first five. I'm like, wait a second here. Did you guys sleep here? How did you guys get here? So usually those seats are already taken. Then what couples do, and I do this too, I do this with my husband, do this with my kids, is we grab an aisle seat and a window seat. And those are the two seats we pick, leaving the middle seat, because we assume that nobody's going to want to sit in between both of us. I start to sneeze and cough. My husband pretends to vomit. One of my boys lets out a fart. And so we play every trick in the book to not let anybody sit in that middle seat. But then the flight attendant gets on going, "Welcome to Southwest Airlines, flight 562 to Newark." Or wherever the hell we're going. I don't know what she says. "Are you guys going to Newark?" "No, dude, we're going to L.A. "Wrong plane, woman." "Oh, well, never mind. Anyway, we are expecting a full flight. Every seat will be taken. So can you please move your luggage or your baggage, put it under your seats, and stow your tray in the full upright position. Put on your seatbelts and shut off your electronic devices." Okay, I never shut off my electronic devices because I am trying to milk that Wi-Fi as long as I can. But then somebody sits up between us. Now, my husband likes it. He's like, "Good, I don't have to sit next to the wife. Good. She had a burrito today. I'm good." But I want to sit next to my husband because he's my husband. I want to sit next to him. So anyway, with Southwest, I don't think I like that because you're if you end up getting B or C boarding, you're stuck with the middle seat. So it's not good. Anyway, so we don't know why this window broke on the Southwest Airlines. Nobody was stuck through the window. But it's a pretty bad crack. I mean, it looks like it might not have sustained the atmospheric pressure changes. Yeah, look at that. See, I can talk airplane engineering. Yeah. Anyway, what happened a couple weeks ago was a faulty fan blade. You know how they called it engine fatigue? Which makes no sense. I mean, if the engine is fatiguing, I mean, give it a Red Bull for crying out loud. But they said it was caused 2 weeks ago, that incident, which was deadly, caused a faulty fan blade that caused one of the engines to explode, throwing shrapnel and shattering one of the windows. The issue with the fan blades was seen on other 737s. After the deadly incident, Southwest has initiated a safety review of their fleet. Can I just say a hearty thank you to that one? The plane that made the emergency landing today was also a 737. Now, my husband's a big, pilot. He's like, "Oh, 737. Well, it wouldn't have happened if it was a 747. Wouldn't happen with it." And I'm like, okay, I don't know the difference between these things, right? I don't get it. It's an airplane. Either the airplanes have TVs in front of you or TVs that you share. That's the only way I know how to recognize different types of airplanes. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, there may be some money in it for us, guys. Check this out. Fox 8 from Cleveland. Woo, Cleveland. Says the U.S. is seeking 1 million people for a massive study on their DNA and health habits. Yeah, I know. I probably am already disqualified. I mean, health habits. I think they want people that eat vegetables. I don't know. But hold on a second. Here's this. Okay, it says wanted. It says wanted, colon. A million people willing to share their DNA and 10 years of health habits, big and small, for science. I don't know how much money's in it. Let's read more, okay? I mean, look, I will pretend to have eaten the vegetables for 10 years. I eat vegetables.
I forgot to put my food in the fridge. Darn. Yeah, my food's here.
Yeah, I have like a whole bunch of salad greens. that I'm going to chomp on later. I've been eating salad. Yeah. I hold my nose and I pretend they're pieces of filet meat. I don't know how I get them down the gullet, but I do. Anyway, on Sunday, the U.S. government will open nationwide enrollment for an ambitious experiment. This is, again, according to Fox 8 Cleveland. If they can build a large enough database comparing the genetics, lifestyles, and environments of people from all walks of life, researchers hope to learn why some escape illness and others don't. Better customized ways to prevent or treat disease. I think it's cool. Now, Dr. Francis Collins, who's the director of the National Institute of Health, describes his agency's, quote, All of Us research program. Well, isn't that lovely, All of Us? I don't think you guys want to be compared to me. I don't think you want your DNA compared to me. I got some real googly-eyed, you know, crazy stuff DNA. Anyway, they say it's a national adventure that is going to transform medical care. All right, so where's the money? All right, let's see. What are we going to get paid? Well, Congress has authorized $1.45 billion over 10 years for the project. $1.45 billion. It all hinges on whether enough people around the country will sign up, either online or through participating health centers. And how much of the 1.45 do we get? I think zero. This is the government. Congress has authorized $1.45 billion over 10 years. I don't know who gets the money. They say already 25,000 people have gotten entry into the project over the past year through an invitation-only pilot test run by participating universities and health providers. Nobody has asked for my DNA. And I got lots of it. And I could give my DNA in a whole variety of ways. I could give it through my urine. I could give it through my skin, through my hair, through my poop. There's a lot of different ways I can make a lot of money on this if they were giving money per DNA sample. So now that I'm eating all those vegetables, I mean, when I poop, it's a lot. So if they ask for certain aliquots, like two gram aliquots or whatever, man, I can make some big bucks. In fact, Congress should probably just appropriate $1 million just for my DNA samples. Okay, so why do they want to study so many? Well, why not? They get more money. Most of today's medical care, yeah, no, you're right about this. This is Congress giving money to the NIH. So it's government giving money to the government.
Okay.
I don't know what money we're going to make on this. My guess right now, let's just assume it's zero. This way we're happy. We find out we make more money. They say most of today's medical care is based on what happened to the average person in short studies. Usually it's like a few hundred people or, you know, because we make fun of these studies all the time, right? Yeah, we do. We make fun of these studies all the time, right? We make fun of that there are only like two people, or we make fun of them all the time. You guys need to listen to my show more. They say most people who volunteer for the studies are white, leaving questions about the best care for people of different races. Now, there are studies that look at people of a variety of ethnicities, but if the biggest demographic studied were white, then you may not have as much of a bias-free result. Not biased in terms of purposely being biased, but in terms of there being a genetic slant to the results or some sort of a propensity for one result to come versus another. Yes, that's how we talk in biostatistics. Okay, I'm being very scientific now. So, apparently, Dr. Collins says one size fits all is far from optimal strategy. The project involves precision medicine. What is precision medicine? Well, we've talked about this. This is something that Obama was talking about. And no. We listened to a couple of things he said. Obama was talking about how they, or was that the moonshot? Well, somebody during the Obama administration was talking about precision medicine, and I actually liked it. I actually did. Don't hate on me, okay? The precision medicine made sense because what that is you don't just treat everybody with the same blood pressure medication or the same diabetes medication. We're all different. You know, there's going to be a study we're talking about after the break on how if you're type O blood, you may be at higher risk of death during trauma because of your O blood. And we're going to talk about that, I know, in a little bit, but we're different. Whether it's our ethnicity, whether it's our sex, gender, whether it's our religious propensity, we all are different. And that causes different ramifications when it comes to treatment. And so when you do precision medicine, you look at Dr. Dahlia's genes, and you go, all right, well, when it comes to breast cancer, let's take a look at Dr. Dahlia's genes, because maybe she needs to be treated. God forbid I get breast cancer, which is, trust me, it's in the cards for me with my family. Maybe she needs a different sort of treatment than Mary over here. And then they look at my genes, and they're like, wow, actually, man, she needs a stool softener. Man, she needs a few other things. Well, true. Maybe I need some saltpeter. Yes, but in terms of the breast cancer, can you please precisely decide what I need for the breast cancer? So if you individualize care, you're going to be more successful. You know, I teach medical students this too. I get so mad when years ago we would start everybody on a diuretic for blood pressure. We would just give everybody a diuretic. And I noticed my black women patients were losing their potassium more than white women would. And I'm like, and when you lose potassium, unfortunately, if you have diets rich in potassium and, you know, healthier vegetable, fruit and vegetable diets, you seem to be less at risk for heart disease. So why would I want any of my patients to start losing their potassium? So with black women, I would avoid the diuretics unless they really, really wanted it because they thought they had fluid retention, and I would treat them with something different, like a calcium channel blocker or an ACE. Now, well, you're treating one patient different from the other. Well, if they have a different genetic makeup, yeah. Why am I going to give every person, whether they're man, female, white, black, Hispanic, the same type of pill if their vessels are different? If we come to find out that in African Americans, their arterial vessel walls are thicker, which has been studied and found, why wouldn't I give something for their blood pressure that relaxes the blood vessel? It makes more sense, which is why many studies have come out saying calcium channel blockers may be the drug of choice for an African American with high blood pressure. We have got to be more relaxed about how we approach people of race and color and different ethnicities when it comes to medicine. So precision medicine allows us to do that. Okay? So we're trying to make a big biobank of genetic data. And then the volunteers are going to share their electronic health records, their blood samples. All right, that's where the DNA is coming from, blood sample. All right. They're going to answer periodic questionnaires about their diet, sleep, environmental exposures, and other lifestyle factors. All right, they better be honest. They, may wear fitness trackers or other sensors. Yeah, I'm worried about that. Like when I go to the bathroom, I do not want any sensors in there. I take off my Apple Watch when I go to the bathroom. You know that. Because I just think, because I could talk into my Apple Watch. You think I want it recording me when I go to the bathroom? Please. So later this year, they're going to start undergoing genetic testing. They're going to be looking for variants in their DNA that affect disease risk. Okay? And then the genetic code is going to get mapped. It is expensive, but that's why they need more money from Congress. Now, are you guys excited about this? Are you happy that Congress has appropriated this kind of money? I like it. You know, that's how they found that California serial killer. Apparently, he had a, I guess he had done some DNA database, maybe genealogy thing. I don't know if it was 23andMe or what it was, but that's how they were able to track him down. Now, there is no privacy, okay? Just know that now. There is no privacy. So your DNA is already, your fingerprints are in a database, probably your retinal scan. I mean, we're looking at our phones. I'm sure everything is in some database. I mean, my pap smear is on electronic health record. That's right now sitting in the government next to the JFK files. So no privacy, people. So get over it. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so for those of you guys who are type O, and you guys are like the favorite child. Okay, I'm like the ugly duckling when it comes to blood types because I'm B. B always gets a bad rap. There's plenty of B out there. But if you have type O blood, everybody loves you. All the blood banks love you. By the way, we're getting ready for National Blood Donation Week. We need volunteers. We need people hosting blood drives. So any of you that could host a blood drive for National Blood Donation Week coming up in September, please, please, please email me at drdahlia.com or go to our website at drdahlia.com because we got a lot of blood drives that we need to hold because we need to bring in more blood. But type O blood, if you have type O, we love you, and I'll tell you why in a second. We love, love, love you. You are the universal donor, right? People could use your blood and not have a reaction. I mean, you know, they technically can't. There's other little antigens. But if you're type O blood, we need you. We always need type O blood, so we like you more. I'll be standing in line. Now I have the blood bank. Right? And somebody, like, way behind me is like, I'm typo! Like, oh, man, come on here. You get the chocolate chip cookie. No, 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 the last chocolate chip cookie. You gave him the last chocolate chip cookie. Well, he's typo blood. Oh, all right. Well, yeah, I guess. Sucks. You know, and they say that there's no discrimination. Oh, hell yeah, there is. Anyway, people, though, with the most common blood type, type O, unfortunately, according to this latest study, may be at higher risk of death after suffering severe injuries because they are more likely to have major bleeding. So some people are like, well, there's less type O blood, so that's why they're more likely to die. No, 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 no. They're actually talking about your makeup based on you having type O blood. Now, they say the study is preliminary. That's preliminary. But Japanese researcher Dr. Wataru Takayama says the results also raise questions about how emergency transfusion of O type red blood cells to a severe trauma patient could affect homeostasis. Now, homeostasis is a process which causes bleeding to stop. This may be different from other blood types. Hence, you may have more of an inclination to bleed out than a type A or a type B or a type AB. So according to the American Red Cross, type O blood is the most common blood type. Oh, I thought I was B. Well then, why don't I get the chocolate chip cookie? Type O is the most common blood type, found in 45% of white people and more than 50% of blacks and Hispanics. It's also the most useful blood type of transfusion. I know, because type O negative blood is suitable for any recipient. If you are a universal red blood cell donor, and you get anything you like when you go to the blood donor station, especially the cookies. But the research team from Tokyo, sorry, I'm not reading this verbatim from WebMD. I'm sorry, I'm paraphrasing as we go. But the research team from Tokyo Medical and Dental University Hospital might have found one downside to type O. Now, the research looked at the medical records of more than 900 patients treated for severe trauma. And they say death rates were 29% for those with blood type O, but just 11% for those with other blood types. Now, the researchers have reported this this week in the journal, quote, Critical Care. The research can't prove cause and effect, but, quote, recent studies suggest that blood type O could be a potential risk factor for hemorrhage. That sucks. They say people with blood type O have lower levels of certain blood clotting agents than those with other blood types. And that may be why blood type O people may be more likely to have major bleeding after severe injury. Now, some of you will say, well, this is a very easy study to duplicate. Look at any hospital and their trauma center. We all have their blood type documented. And just run an analysis of who died and what blood type they were after a trauma. That sounds simpler than it is. The problem is every trauma is different. Nobody sustains the exact type of trauma. And if one was a millimeter closer to a major artery than somebody else, you got to take all that into effect. So a study like this, I don't want anybody freaking out. I don't want you guys all worried about, oh, then I can't take aspirin because I don't want you guys worrying like that. Okay? Now, according to Dr. Takayama, he said loss of blood is the leading cause of death of patients with severe trauma, but studies on the association between different blood types and the risk of trauma death have been scarce. We want to test a hypothesis that trauma survival is affected by differences in blood types. So the authors noted that since all the patients in the study were Japanese, further research is needed to determine if the study's findings apply to other racial and ethnic groups. That's true. A lot of Americans may drive differently than Japanese. Americans like to stick their head out the window, you know, do a lot of stupid, crazy stuff. So, you know, maybe, you know, that could also be a complete, you know, maybe type B. Oh, that's another thing. What if type B blood people are more careless? So they would be more likely to sustain an accident. You see, there's a lot of variables. Okay, so let's quickly review why you're type O versus type B or whatever. So as you guys know, our blood is composed of blood cells in an aqueous fluid known as plasma. Yeah, I'm teaching you guys something. You better sit down. Take notes. I'm going to quiz you on this. Our blood type, ABBAO, is determined by the presence or absence of these little identifiers on the surface of the red blood cells, and they're called antigens. Now, these antigens, or these little proteins, help the body's immune system recognize its own red blood cell type. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like a mole on your skin sort of thing, like a raised mole. and your body knows damn well that that's your mole type of thing. Is that not a good analogy? Fine. So there are four main types, A, B, AB combined, and O. So they are determined by the antigen on the blood cell surface and the antibodies present in the blood plasma. So antibodies, these little immunoglobulins, they're specialized proteins that will identify and defend against foreign intruders. So they need to know who you are so they don't attack you. Now, antibodies to your own blood plasma will be different depending on the antigen type. So if you have type A blood, you have A antigens on the blood cell membrane, all right? But you may have type B antibodies, anti-B, in the blood plasma. Why? Because you're not A, you're not B, you're A. All right, okay, are you guys confused about this? All right, so you get these genes from your mom and your dad, right? And then you get these things called alleles, and that helps determine our blood types. You got the A, B, and the O. Now you got multiple alleles passed. There are six possible genotypes and four phenotypes based on these ABOs. So, for example, A and B are pretty dominant. They're more dominant than O. So if you get an O from your dad and an A from your mom, you're probably going to be A. You're type A blood. If you get OO, well, actually, you may get AO. You may get like an AO and a BO, and that's how you could get OO. OO, blood type O, is a very recessive. It's harder to get, even though type O blood is more common. If one of your alleles is an A and the other one is B, now you're going to be AB. So a type A person will have gotten either an A from mom or dad or from both, or an A and an O. So they'll either be AA or AO. If you're type B, which is me, my mommy gave you a B, and my daddy either gave you a B or an O. And so I'm either BB or I have BO. I got some BO. It happens. Okay? Then I got antibodies to A blood. So don't give me A blood because I will fight it. Type AB means you got an A from mama and a B from daddy. But you are a universal recipient. Because you have AB blood, you don't have antibodies against A or B because you aren't allowed to fight yourself. Well, you're not supposed to, which means you are the universal recipient. If you are AB, you are lucky because you could get, if they go, well, I only have O blood or A blood or B blood, you could get it. You're a universal recipient. Yet if you're OO blood, you got antibodies against A and B. So you can't just get A or B blood. You have to get type O blood. That's tougher. But we like you more because you could donate your blood. Type O blood, right, is better received because it doesn't have an A antibody or a B antibody. Does that make sense? No? All right. Well, there's also Rh factors and all that other stuff, and this is kind of fancy, and this is beyond my pay grade to teach you guys all this stuff. But basically, I guess, yeah, eat by your blood type. I don't want to talk about eat by your blood type because yeah, we all have to eat fruits and vegetables anyway. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Neil writes, doctors have never run my blood type. How can I find out? I believe in the blood type diet. Can you expound on that? Please don't make me. I don't know much about the blood type diet. All right. First of all, can I just answer Neil's first comment real quick? Doctors have never run my blood type. We don't run your blood type routinely anymore. Many of you could have gone to your family doc for years and there not be a blood type in there. And you're like, well, why is that? Well, because it costs money. I mean, it shouldn't cost a lot of money. Insurance companies should pay for it, but we don't run your blood type. And one of the reasons for that is if you, God forbid, are in the hospital and you have trauma, the hospital is going to type across your blood, find out your blood type, match it, and get blood prepared for that. They're not going to stop and go, well, I'm going to call Dr. Dahlia. You know, here I am at home, 3 in the morning, going, hey, what's up? Hey, how's the ER going? No, it's good, Dahlia. Listen. Do you know Neil's blood type? I think it's A. No. I think his blood type is B. Wait a second. You know what? Give him the B blood and let me know if I was wrong. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They're going to always retest the blood type. So if your doctor never did run your blood type, if you donate blood, they'll do that. So when you go to the blood bank, they will let you know what your blood type is. B positive, B negative, depending on the Rh factor, etc. So they'll do that. I'm a B positive. Hey. I'm a very positive person. Yeah. All right. So that's an easy way to do it. Plus, by the way, just be prepared, guys, on the form that they give you the blood type, your weight's on there. I had mine sitting there on my desk. You know how many students know how much I weigh now? I am so upset. It's embarrassing. So, yeah. Now, I didn't want them to know I weighed 125 pounds. All right. So, really quickly here. Blood type has been related to certain health issues. Prevention.com has a real interesting article on 5 things your blood type says about your health. So they say if you have blood type AB, that may increase your risk for cognitive impairment. This was research published in the journal Neurology. And older AB blood types were more likely than those with other blood types to have problems learning to recall lists of items, standard tests of cognitive performance. Why AB blood? Well, maybe it's because of certain clotting factors. If type O blood, like we learned about with trauma, may lack certain blood factors, then AB may have more. So maybe that's how it's related. Now, stomach cancer. They say if you're blood type AB, your risk of stomach cancer is 26% higher than if you had type B blood or O blood. That was a study in the American Journal of Epidemiology. If you're type A, you're 20% higher. So goes AB, then type A in terms of risk. Now, maybe it's because of the H. pylori. 2/3 of us walk around with the bacteria H. pylori. And maybe those people with type AB blood or A blood, maybe they have a certain immune reaction with the bacteria. We don't know. But that was suggested by a doctor from Karolinska University in Sweden. Ulcers. Now, H. pylori also causes ulcers, not only stomach cancer, but ulcers. So if you have type A blood or AB blood, that may up your risk of ulcers more than if you're type O. Again, it could be an immunological response to the bacteria. Now, heart disease. If you are type O, you will have a lower risk of heart disease by 23% compared to people of other blood types. So for those of you guys freaking out about that trauma study, you being type O blood, less risk for heart disease. Now, that's according to research from the Harvard School of Public Health. People with blood types A, B, and B were at the greatest risk of heart disease. The authors say certain blood groups have been linked to higher rates of inflammation, which could explain their connection to heart disease. Now, pancreatic cancer. If you're type O blood, you are 37% less likely to develop pancreatic cancer. That's out of a study from the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. Again, they blame it on the H. pylori. So, what does that mean for you? Well, you can't change your blood type. So if you're type O, you're always going to be type O. If you're type A, you're always going to be type A. But naturopath Peter J. Diadamo came up with a blood type diet. And he claims that the foods you eat react chemically with your blood type. And you want to know what? It does make sense. There is logic behind that. The only thing is when I read the book Eat by Your Blood Type, they recommended I eat venison and these weird, rare game meats. And I'm like, okay, I can't afford this stuff. I mean, Fuddruckers has, like, buffalo burgers and maybe an ostrich burger. I don't know. But I can't find rare meat. I'm sure as hell I'm not going to spend money on. So what he suggests is if you have type O blood, a high-protein diet heavy on lean meat, poultry, fish, vegetables, and light on grains, beans, and dairy. Okay, well, don't we all tell everybody to cut back on the grains, to cut back on the dairy, and eat more vegetables? You're like, really, really? So Dr. D'Adamo also recommends various supplements to help with the tummy problems. He says type O people have more tummy issues. I thought they have less. Well, I don't know. Type A blood is a meat-free diet. Oh, thank God I'm not type A blood. This is a meat-free diet based on fruits and vegetables, beans, there we go again, and legumes and whole grains. Ideally organic and fresh. Type A blood people go broke because they have to go to Whole Foods all the time. Although I think it's cheaper now with Amazon taking over. Dr. D'Amo says people with type A blood have a sensitive immune system. So you guys are sensitive. So you got to eat the fruits and vegetables. Dee, no meat for you. Okay, so now here's me. Type B blood. Oh, yeah, here we go. Now, all right, I get to have meat. And boy, will I have my meat. But they say avoid corn, wheat, buckwheat, lentils. No, I have to avoid lentils. Woe is me. Bonus, yeah, I'll avoid lentils. Tomatoes. Oh, I like tomatoes. Peanuts. Uh-oh. And sesame seeds. I don't like sesame seeds. They say chicken could be problematic. See, I was told to avoid chicken because I had a uric acid kidney stone. And they said the purines from chicken is worse than beef. So avoid chicken and eat more beef. I was like, you don't have to tell me twice. They encourage eating green vegetables. Eggs. Oh, I don't like eggs. Certain meats and low-fat dairy. Good. Okay, now type AB blood. Type AB blood has to focus on tofu. Tofu, D-suckers. You guys have to eat tofu. I got to ask, I don't know if Manny's there. Manny, do you like tofu? Manny's out to like
it. Not so much a fan, no.
Yeah, it's like fake. It's supposed to pretend to be meat. Yeah, tofu sucks. All right, you're not type AB blood, are you?
No.
Good, okay, good. All right. Yeah, so those you guys that are AB blood, you have to eat tofu. That's awesome. Seafood, you also have to eat seafood. They also recommend you focus on dairy and green vegetables. Now, those of you with type AB blood, they say have less stomach acid. You also have to avoid caffeine, alcohol, cured, and smoked meats. Yeah, I'd like my meat cured of, you know, any diseases, please. All right, so are you guys good with that? Okay, so what's the cost? Well, it costs a lot of money. Okay, for those of you that have to buy tofu, I can't believe it. Honestly, any of my friends that had to be stuck eating tofu, I would just have so much fun going out to dinner with them. See, I love going out with my friends who do the surf and turf, where I'm not supposed to be eating lobster and shellfish, right? No, because I want God to like me and, you know, you're not supposed to be, it's not kosher. So I'm like, I'll give you my lobster, if you give me your beef. So I get two servings of steak. Oh, I love it. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.